Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning will be Spotsylvania Schools. Spotsylvania Schools School Board Vice Chairwoman now, Amanda Blaylock, is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Good to see you.
For the last few years, you've been Spotsylvania School Board member, Amanda Blaylock, but the board reorganized at the beginning of the year, and Erin Gramp is the chairwoman, and you become the vice. What is this, the second or third time you've been the vice?
I think this is the fourth time.
Okay.
Yes, I've held many positions on the board, and we are now in a situation where we rotate yearly.
Yeah.
So Ms. Grant will do a fabulous job, and I will assist her in any way I can this year. But yes, I think this is my fourth time around.
Well, congratulations, I guess,
yeah.
on that. We're going to talk a little bit before we get out of here this morning on the budget. Probably a lot of what we'll talk about this morning is a vote the school board took almost 2 weeks ago now. You
yes.
Made the decision to change the start of school in the fall of 2018. Not this fall. It'll be what we're talking about will happen next fall. And basically, you're going to start before Labor Day. And this is something that has been studied. And I know there have been meetings within schools. And let's jump into that, because you were one of the yes votes for this.
Yes, and it is something to jump into, because it's what our community is talking about right now, and it's what they want to hear about, because they want to hear the rationale behind it and the decision and why the decisions were made. We worked on this for about 8 months. There was a very, very large committee organized. The committee had administrators, teachers, parents. We actually had a large group of parents. I believe there were around 10 on this, which is a large number for a committee like that. Two school board members and various admin from central office were on this committee. A lot of studies were done, a lot of breakout groups. There was a lot of time and consideration. And the whole idea was to go in and make the best instructional calendar for children that we could make. Unfortunately, we got a little late in the year, and we also had not finalized what we needed to do this year. When I say this year, the upcoming year that we'll be dealing with this fall, of course, the 17-18 school year calendar. So at that point, we decided we would work on the next 2 years of calendars for the school division. And that's kind of how it all started. And as we went forward, there were forums held. We also got a lot of feedback from all of Dr. Baker's advisory teams. He has teacher advisory teams, student advisory teams, parent advisory teams. So we were pulling feedback from various areas.
So a lot of study went into this. I mean, it was just a few years ago that you decided, the school board decided to start school after Labor Day. And over the past couple of years, I know that's been examined and that's kind of what brought this up of what the school division wanted to do going forward.
Right. And it's what's best. It's what's best academically for children. And one thing that I will admit to in this county that even frustrated me a little bit is we tend to go back and forth. We used to not start before. We started before Labor Day. Then we went back to starting after Labor Day again. And now we're going back again in the 18-19 school year to before Labor Day. One thing I hear from constituents repeatedly, and me myself as a parent and as a community member, we need some sort of consistency. We need to decide what we're going to do and do it. Studies have shown that before Labor Day is more advantageous for the child's education. So for a couple of reasons we did that. That's not the only reason. Our neighboring counties tend to all go that way now, with the exception of one. But if we look at a map, and we have this map, and I certainly, in fact, I may post this on my Facebook page later because it's very interesting, shows you the state of Virginia and how many school divisions go before Labor Day.
A lot now are.
Well, yeah, it's the majority. But you know what you'll find interesting is it's all going west. It's every this little part over in the eastern part of the state, we're in that, is the only counties that are really left not going before Labor Day, and they are now beginning to go that way. We were looking at about 136 districts. 36 districts. We're now about the 13th largest in the state, and with the vast majority going before Labor Day. Many academic reasons for that, but something that educators really want to try to get to in Spotsylvania County, and I heard this over and over in the feedback in our community forums and in our sessions, were educators want to get that first semester in before winter break. And then they want to be have the children out before Memorial Day. The 18-19 calendar does that. However, the obvious drawback and where we have some, I wouldn't say controversy, but a lot of unhappy parents right now too, is that we it cuts the summer one time. Now, this won't happen anymore, to an 8-week summer. Now, it's very important we clarify the vote, and you may want to talk about that in a little bit, how this vote went down, because I think that got a little skewed and people didn't understand. They saw a 5-2 vote and they thought it was for that calendar, not, but that was not
right
what the board was voting on.
Yeah, no, we'll get into that.
Okay.
One of the things you've mentioned a couple of times here, and I know it was mentioned the night of, and it's been the overall thing with this vote is academics.
Yes.
And that that ultimately whether it's you want to take into account family's schedules all of that is important, but yes, ultimately you are looking at academics.
Oh, Ted, you absolutely are. I have twins that are in third grade at Lee Hill Elementary. We are at the beach up until Labor Day. I don't enjoy going before Labor Day, no more than a lot of my constituents do as well. But as a school board member, you have to step back and listen to your educators and look at the best quality calendar academically for the students. And that's really what we're here to do, is to educate the student. And this, unfortunately, where the people who really enjoy after Labor Day, this is going to be the way it's going. It is proven to be more advantageous. Many studies prove to be more advantageous academically. And we do have a very kind of odd case in the state of Virginia where we actually still have a law, though, better known as the King's Dominion Law, unofficially, that requires school divisions through the entire state to go after Labor Day, with the huge majority applying for waivers. And we will qualify for the waiver this year. You have a couple of ways you can qualify for it. One is your amount of children that are enrolled in your school, but the other is the surrounding counties around you. If they are going earlier, that also is taken into consideration. I've never actually known of a waiver to be denied. You can get close. The recession years, we got a little close, and that's why one of the major reasons we went back to after Labor Day is we were getting to the point we weren't sure if we were going to qualify at that point. But that was a different time.
Yeah.
You know, around that 2009, 10, 11 school year when the recession had hit so hard. That was a kind of a game changer for everything. So we do deal with that law, but we all deal with that law.
Mm-hmm. You said the night of the vote, before the vote was taken or right after the vote, you said to all the board members, you will all hear, you'll hear loud and strong the reaction to this, and I'm sure you have.
Without question. And I won't deny that this is one of the stronger reactions I've had in a while. This brings up a level of conversation as big as a snow day will.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that evening because I said this in the committee meeting, this was not going to make everyone happy. Now, what does come out in this is there's a lot of comments, because I'm interactive social media and I don't respond to all the comments, but I read them all. And it gives you a lot of good ideas and a lot of feedback. So I've actually really enjoyed all of them, whether they're negative, positive, because a lot of times people come up with their solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I can take that back to the table, with my board and say, well, you know, this is what my community is saying. I find that educators tend to really like it. And I feel that parents are the ones that like it a little less. Some parents love it, but for the most part, we are sort of we go after Labor Day. Now, one of my concerns is I was strongly against going before Labor Day this year. It was already January. We had already started the year. that's when I took into consideration family lives.
Yeah.
Many families have already booked a house or booked a vacation or have a family reunion or a family plan towards the end of August, and I didn't think we should do it that quickly. Starting next year is going to be hard enough having one short summer, but it does give you a year and a half to plan for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had to adjust. Our summers is when we push our maintenance crews hit hard. That's when they really go and they start doing those larger jobs, whether we be changing a roof, an HVAC, a parking lot. That's when that CIP, the capital improvement plan, goes into action.
Yeah.
So a lot changes for us too. We get summer school in that time, summer enrichment programs. And so that cut us off as well. So there was a lot of adjustment for us and the community to this new schedule.
Spotsylvania School Board Vice Chairwoman Amanda Blaylock here this morning. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania School Board Vice Chairwoman Amanda Blaylock here this morning. We are talking about the vote that occurred almost 2 weeks ago now, mm-hmm. that the school board took to begin school before Labor Day in the fall of 2018. You mentioned it was a 5-2 vote.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just look at that, because it was a 5-2 vote, but there mm-hmm. is more to the vote. It's not as though two members of the school board were against starting before Labor Day. It was more of a timing issue.
That's right. What the vote, and this has been a very unclear issue, because if you just read a 5-2 vote, it doesn't tell the story. What the school board was actually voting on and what was presented is we were given a calendar to vote on with an option A and option B. It's very important to notice that option A and option B both had the same 18-19 calendar that is the one that's in controversy mm-hmm. right now, I would say, that has the shorter summer that we're addressing. There was no other option for the year 18-19. That was the calendar. It was starting before Labor Day. It's ending before Memorial Day. In fact, the start date on that one, the highlights on that calendar were it starts August 13th and we end May 24th.
Now, will August 13th be when students go back, or is that when teachers?
That is students.
That is students.
That is
okay.
students.
So teachers will be a little
mm-hmm.
bit before that.
That's correct. And so that calendar had no other option. The 18-19 was, if we voted and the vote passed, that was going to be your 18-19 calendar, period. Now, where you had a question and people could vote yes, or and we could really vote yes or no, is the 17-18 calendar had two options, option A and option B. One of them began on August the 28th of this year.
Oh, and so you'd have started, that was one.
We would have had a shorter summer this year and next year with that option. Five of us chose not to go that route. Two of us chose to go the other, that route. And I'm sorry, the two yes votes were to start August 28th this year.
Yeah.
And I certainly am not saying either one was right or wrong. I'm just explaining how the vote went. So when you see a 5-2, the two wanted to start August 28th. The five wanted to leave it as is after Labor Day.
So those two votes were really about the start of this year.
This year. It had nothing to do with next year at all. If we had voted no to the whole calendar, then the 18-19 school year, we would have had to go back to the table and do something different. Now, one thing we had, not working against us, but I was definitely taking into consideration, was it is already January. It's late to put a calendar out for this current year. We really needed to move on this. And I knew that a lot of families already had their plans for the end of the August and leading up to Labor Day. So I did not feel, for several reasons, but mainly the feedback from my constituents at the forum that I attended. Mine was pretty heavily attended at Massaponics, and from the community meetings we held, people did not want to mess with this year. It just simply wasn't enough time to adjust mm-hmm. families. As a school board member, I also felt it was rushing us a little bit to adjust our maintenance crews, our janitorial service, getting their jobs done and getting these schools ready. As you can imagine, the summer is when the bulk of that gets done. Summer school would have had to adjust a little bit. Things would have had to move around. Human resources would have had to deal with bringing in the new teachers at a different time. It would have just changed things. So it was just too late in this year for me. That's why the vote for me was a yes vote, because the vote was about should we start August 28th of this year or after Labor Day. And this year, I truly felt we should not shorten this summer too. Next summer was going to shorten to 8 weeks regardless. Mm-hmm. There was not another option to vote on. So that kind of hopefully clarifies that 5-2 vote. Now, I can only personally speak to why my vote was that. I know more than anyone likes shortening the summer for 8 weeks. The calendar committee began to talk about it was the ripping the Band-Aid off year, because it is that 1 year. Mm-hmm. You almost just have to sort of take it in and say, You know what? It's going to be a hard summer. We're not going to have as much time as we do. We're going to have to condense our maintenance. We're going to have to work on summer school's adjustments. You know, things will change for us. And then parents had to say, you know what, we don't have as long for our vacations and our family time that when we visit grandma out of town or something. So we knew we were all going to have one summer to do that. Now, it would only be one because, again, we will now begin going before Labor Day, but we will be out on Memorial Day. I say, we're out on May 24th in the year 2019.
Boy, I like that, ripping the Band-Aid off, because yes. That's truly what's going to...
That's what gonna, we're... That's gonna, right.
But like you say, it's that one time.
Right.
And I know in my own case, growing up in a northern state where we always started before Labor Day, and then we were out on Memorial Day. That was nice.
I had only known that my whole life, and I'll be honest with you, when I moved here, we went after Labor Day, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I still am a personal liker of Labor Day. It simply is not the majority of my constituents, and it's certainly not the most advantageous for the academic student. And also, we're just going a different way. That's not the way education is going anymore. It's not just this. There are many things, outliers. Year-round schools are talked about a lot now. Switching high schoolers going later and letting the elementary go first is something that's on a lot of tables. Northern Virginia right now, just neighbors to the north of us, switched and have their high schools going later. All of them are going, you know, earlier. Recently, some of our neighboring counties did the same thing. King George are now going before Labor Day. Caroline's calendar is very much like what ours is going to be on the 18-19 school year. I believe Stafford is one of the ones that is still going after Labor Day at this point. But I definitely see it all changing. And you have to keep in mind, we do regional programs with our neighbors.
I was going to ask you, things like Governor School.
Exactly. We do that with Spotsylvania, Caroline, King George, and some things we do with other counties. And so it is good to have some sort of consistency for some reasons like that. And we do always talk to our neighbors. This isn't something we do, you know, alone. We always make sure that we're talking and things work for us when we look at more regional programs. There's other regional programs in the future I would love to have. There used to be a talk of a regional autism center that we would have here in Spotsylvania County, and I'm still very passionate about that coming one day.
And that was like right on the verge of happening.
Oh, it was here.
and then the economy crashed.
When I say it was here, I had looked at the blueprint. I had went over it. I was excited. I was ready. We were going to open up this major autism center here that we could bring in children from those neighboring counties I just mentioned. And the recession hit, and there was a lot of game changers and things taken off the table. And that was one that had to be taken off the table.
One of the things I noticed in the comments, especially on Facebook, a lot of people who came from areas that started before Labor Day, all without question, just about without question, said, once we got used to this, we loved it, and
absolutely,
give it a chance.
Yeah, there were a lot of comments and from people who have lived this life where you go before Labor Day, but you're out at Memorial Day. One thing they really like is the getting the first semester in before your winter break. It really does break up your year sort of evenly, for lack of a better term.
I know in my case, I can remember never having to do homework over Christmas because
you're done. We were done. It gives you a finalized feeling right before. But I will tell you who really loves that is educators. They can wrap up their work right before, and you send the students off for their winter break, and they aren't worried about the retention of knowledge or having to come back into, now let's test on what we were talking about before you left. You know,
or you get ready for a test, and we've got four or five snow days, just like we just have experienced.
Right, and unfortunately, a few of our after Labor Day starts were late the past few years, so we were starting September 8th, September 6th, and so by the time we were really getting students up and rolling in academics, you know, by the time we had the back to school nights and all that, we're well into fall, you know, pushing knocking on Halloween's door basically. And we're just getting fresh in school. By that time in the 18-19 calendar, we will have a lot of the academics in the school. We'll be solid on the ground. We'll be ready to go, and we'll be ready to wrap up the first semester before winter break.
Again, academics is a lot of this, and if your child ends up doing better academically,
that's right.
You know, maybe you look at it a little bit differently and are not quite so upset.
Well, if you think about all the instruction we can get in before our testing, you know, SOLs and all of that, it's another part of this that was talked about a lot. If you have a high school or AP exams, we don't set those. You know, we have College Board setting those, and those are always in the 1st of May. You sort of finish the big stuff, and then we're out. We have always had a few complaints about how we finish and we do everything. We're kind of done in May, and then there seems to be a lot of kind of downtime, but we're still going to June 15th.
Yes.
So that sort of, that takes all of that away.
Many years I know of talking to my kids, hey, how was school today? You know, all we did is watch movies.
They call it bubbles and chalk day.
Yes.
and you had all these little terms I would hear, and they would go, why is my kid going? You know?
Yeah.
And this alleviates that problem, because honestly, these kids will be testing right up until the end of school. Once the tests are complete in May, that's when we're going to be out.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amanda Blaylock here from the Spotsylvania School Board. We'll continue talking about this, the Spotsylvania calendar, quite a topic around town right now. And we'll continue when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania School Board Vice Chairwoman Amanda Blaylock here this morning. We're talking mainly about the calendar. Just off the calendar for just a second, the superintendent in what, a couple of weeks will present his budget to the school board?
He certainly will on the 30th of the month. We were ready to hear what he's got to tell us for this next budget season. Yes.
So that's always interesting in these in these days. And so then that's what the school board will be dealing with that. And I guess one of the things, you know, we talked about the reason you had to make a decision on this was to let families know, but also to make a decision. So the budget really becomes the focal point of the school board for the first half of the year.
It really does. I'm glad you brought it up. And like I say, just so people know to tune in, because you can watch this live streaming or you certainly could be there in person, on January the 30th at 6:30, the superintendent will present what he's going to lay out for us as his recommendation for a budget. And then we go right into February 1st. We'll start having our very first work session. And that's when he presents the budget on the 30th, you won't hear the school board members asking too many questions. We'll ask a couple of general overviews, clarify a few things. And then on February 1st, we go back at 6:30. And that's when we really roll up our sleeves and start asking the CARD questions and maybe asking for some of the things we're trying to push for. You know, we are a school board and there's things that we want to see happen. And that's when we start talking about our concerns for the budget or our wants, our needs. at that point. And then February 7th, the school board will have a work session and a public hearing at 7 p.m. So that's the time that the public comes out and gives their input. So if you want to speak on behalf of the budget, February the 7th at 7 p.m. at the school board office is the time we invite the public. And this is, you know, always interesting to me because we have a public hearing every year. And so I've been doing this so long. I think I've had one or two speakers in over 10 years. But that's a time to really... Mm-hmm. Tell us exactly what it is about our budget that you would like to see done differently or added or changed or taken off even. Some things that people want to see taken away. So that's a great time to come out and voice your opinion. And that's the budget public hearing. So your comments then. We have, you know, we always have our public comments where you can talk about anything. But this is specifically, we want to hear what you have to say about the school board's budget. And then on the 13th, the school board will approve the budget. So this is a very fast moving process, as you see. And then right after that, actually on Valentine's Day, the school board will meet with the board of supervisors.
Oh, well, that'd be nice.
The love fest,
the
I guess.
Love will be evident.
And at that point, Ms. Grant, my chairman, chairwoman, and I will sit across from them and present what we are asking for as a school division and ask them to support our budget on that evening. And then, of course, at that point, everything starts sort of rolling pretty quickly as we move forward asking for funding.
And the school superintendent, Dr. Baker, will be in sometime right after he presents the budget. He'll be in here, and I think you're coming with him to
That's correct.
Talk budget. I forget the date, but it's coming.
Right. He and I are going to both come in and talk about the budget. I believe we're actually here a few days. We're here a couple days before he rolls out his budget.
Oh, is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, yeah, we're going to come in and have a conversation strictly on budget issues, you know, as we're more, you and I can talk about everything today.
Yep.
But that's sort of where the budget is. It is time to roll, and when you hear him on January 30th, that really is the kickoff. And then at that point, the school board is together, I feel like, two or three nights a week until about April. And we're waiting on numbers from the state. There's a lot that goes into this, but the community's involvement in our budget, and if you support public education, this is the time we need you to start coming out.
Back to Amanda Blaylock here this morning from the Spotsylvania School Board. Back to the issue at hand, the vote on the calendar. How difficult is it to make a vote like that when like you say, personally, you'd like to be at the beach until, you know, right up until, you know, come back that, you know, Labor Day weekend or something like that. But also you're tasked with running the school system and not running, you know,
That's
the Amanda
right.
Blaylock preference school system.
Right. And if you've watched me over the years, I get really frustrated when I hear any local elected official say, well, personally, I really don't care what you feel personally. I don't care what I feel personally. Because I did have someone that knows me say, but aren't you the one that likes to be at the beach right up until the last minute? And that is correct. Yeah. I do. But that's Amanda. When you look at the academic quality of what we're trying to do in Spotsylvania County, which is to be the best school division, not only in the state, but in the country and competitive with all other school divisions. At the end of the career of the student and our level, we want them competitive. We want them getting scholarships. Mm-hmm. We want them getting college acceptance letters because we have offered them an education that has put them in that position. And part of that is making sure they have a strong instructional calendar that puts them in schools the right times of the years, the right learning time. And a lot of that has to do with the time before their testing. And that is about using our amazing teachers and their gifts and their qualities and their creativity to educate and get the skills mastered in these children's brains before they have to sit down and take these tests, give us time to prep them. And that's one thing that I have heard so many of our educators say to me is, I need these kids sooner. They want them sooner. You know, these teachers and staff members want the best for these children, and they want them to be successful academically. After all, that's what we are. It's hard to think about a public school system strictly in that way because we're in our community, Spotsylvania is, I don't know if this is unique, but we're a very large division. So in Spotsylvania County's community, we're the largest employer. We have over 3,000 people employed by Spotsylvania County Schools. 75% plus live in Spotsylvania County, with right at 24,000 students attending. Of course, they all live in Spotsylvania County. So we are a huge piece of the Spotsylvania pie, no matter how you look at it or cut it. We're the largest part of the local budget has to come to support public education. As far as just people, when you walk into a local discount store today and you had to take account of how many people were connected to the school in some way, you would have 80 or 90% because you've got a mom there with a child or someone who is a teacher or someone who's a bus driver for us or works in the maintenance department or something. So we're such a big piece of it. When you have a calendar change where it changes and adjusts your lifestyle, this is a huge topic. And I'm, you know, as people also wonder about how I take all the comments, because I had a lot of negative comments on this on my social media. And I wouldn't trade it for anything, because that's how I get a pulse of this community. And I can tell you that this is a conversation right now that needs to be had. We need a place for people to voice their opinions and we can hear what they're thinking, because this affects us all almost. And especially if you're following my page or listening to the show right now, you clearly have a vested interest in the public education of the children in this county. And that's the people we need to hear from.
And you mentioned just a few minutes ago about how a lot of times some of those comments, you make a change like this and there's always unforeseen things. And
that's right.
This gives you ideas on maybe how to handle certain situations.
It does. And I think you'd be surprised if I looked back over the years how many times I've went back and made changes after voting one way or we tweak it or something and because someone pointed out something. This is a very large division. I can see things that come from my public's comments that have really shaped the way I work. If everyone isn't happy, I need to redirect what I'm thinking. The calendar is a little different in the sense that, as you mentioned earlier, I told everyone before we voted, this will not make everyone happy. There's a few things that I promise you will not make everyone happy. This and a snow day, a calendar vote and a snow day.
And redistricting.
Redistricting. That's not going to make everyone happy. And even the budget will not.
Right.
So what you have to do in these votes, and this is where it gets a little bit different being a governing body and an official who has to do their due diligence for an education of a child, is you have to do what's best for the academic quality of that child. And that's why these are controversial votes, because it does affect families and how they maneuver, how they do their summer and change things. So at the end of the day, what you have to do is say, is this the best academic calendar we can come up with and put forth? So when the comments come back, if I see something that may point out something we all missed or did not come up in these committees, it's wonderful, because I can go back and sit down with Dr. Baker and his staff and say, this is what my community is saying. Did you look at this? Did you look at that? And we've had some of those conversations. Mm-hmm. We already have. I've had several comments. You know, a very good comment I had a couple times privately was, okay, wait a minute, I have a kindergartner starting on that 18-19 school year. Your cutoff date for a kindergartner is September 30th. We'll be going in August now. So you have to be 5 by September 30th to start school. Well, that could put a very, very young child in school longer. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted to know, did that shift? So good questions came out of it. And the answer to that, if anyone's listening and has a kindergartner, is that's a state law. No, it does not shift. It's still going to be September 30th. But you start having questions like that. And that's something that social media has really helped me, is not only get negative feedback. I need that too. I will leave every message up there that's negative, as long as it's not a personal attack or any kind of vulgar language. Your comment will be up there, even when it is a direct attack on me. I am 100% fine with that. So I need to hear it all. And I'm not here to be around a bunch of yes people. I'm here to be around people who make me a better school board member. And the social media has really helped me with that. And this calendar was one that probably had as many comments as a snow day.
Well, and I know I heard that a lot of the meetings in individual schools were very, these kind of same things came up, were very long and debated. A lot of people had obviously strong feelings.
They do,
even then.
Yeah.
And this, like you say, has been going on for about 8 months.
It has. This has been a very hot topic. And to be honest with you, my last few messages before we voted were more like, can you just tell me what we're doing this year? I need to plan vacation.
Yeah.
Because in families, you don't plan a vacation a couple of months ahead. They have their things reserved now. And that's, again, when we talked about the vote, that was a 5-2 vote. That was the reason I was one of the five. I did not feel like we should cut this summer short as well. It is sort of a do it one time, Band-Aid off one time. It gives us one short summer. Mm-hmm. I was going for one short summer, not two short summers. And that is and that is how it passed. And I think fortunately four other people felt the same way, not to give them two short summers. And so if you watched the meeting, Dr. Meyer did a great job of articulating that. And I think you posted that. And I was very glad to see that you shared what his comments were, because that really explained the vote. I do think the vote was a little confusing because it just said 5-2.
Yeah.
But it was not about the 18-19 calendar. That was going to be a done deal regardless. And I know later in the show I brought some highlights of both years so we can sort of just touch on what those two calendars are going to look like in a snapshot.
Why don't you do that? You can do that right now.
Well, this calendar coming up, the best way to say it is it kind of looks like what we just did. So whatever you just went through in this current year that we're in, it has 180 days in it. The requirement in the state is 180 days or 990 hours, and we are going for days. We usually never do hours unless we get a lot of snow days and we start getting forced to count hours. Students will begin September 5th. This year, it's just like it is now, right after Labor Day. The students will end June 15th. The inclement weather makeup days are very similar. Again, you're going to feel the same this year. Conference nights were moved to after interims, though. That is a change that you'll see for this upcoming year. And that was a conversation that came out of the committee, that they felt that would be more helpful. It provides substantial times for a shift in practice for the 2018-2019 school calendar. That's another thing. And that's when we say plenty of time. It was important we gave parents at least a year and a half to prepare for this this big change that we're going to be doing. The plan renovations and maintenance projects have been moved accordingly. And again, this year you're going to feel the same probably as you have through this current school year that we're in right now and the one last year, very similar. But the 2018-19 calendar, that's where you're going to feel the adjustments. There is 180 days again, but we began August 13th, and our last day is May 24th, and that's a huge change. Of course, that's before Memorial Day. The inclement weather makeup days, they're similar. There's not a big change there. Conference nights move to after interims again. We will end the semester before winter break, big change. We're not used to that. Ending before Memorial Day, big change. The summer school has been adjusted. That was quite a big adjustment for that. And if you think about it, now graduations also will be earlier. So if you already have a child graduating, you have younger kids, you're used to having a first week in June. That weekend is always our graduation. Now you will have those graduation times earlier. So if you have a senior that's going to be graduating in 2019, you will be our first class to have those earlier graduations.
I was just going to say, I know for athletes, sometimes for oftentimes with track and some other athletes have made the decision. My son did.
That's right.
Skipping graduation because the state meet was the weekend of graduation.
Every year I have set it a graduation, and I have done every graduation but one since 2008. And before that, I did several as a community member. But every year we have soccer, I believe, and track. Mm-hmm. We'll have someone that's not able to walk the stage because they're competing at the state level.
Yeah.
And so that will change that. And so that's something to think about. If you have a senior, we will be graduating. I'm not even used to that. I've been doing graduations a long time, and I'm used to doing them in June. So we will be – I post those dates all the time. I've already posted the dates for this year. For graduation several times. I know that's another long planning issue. So follow my page to get our graduation dates. I'm going to be doing an update on that very soon.
It's always good to find out because each school has a certain mm-hmm. time, and if you're on a Friday night graduation or a Saturday graduation.
That's right.
Amanda Blaylock here from the Spotsylvania School Board. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome.
Spotsylvania School Board Chairwoman Amanda Blaylock with us this morning on the show as we wrap it up. We've been dealing mainly with the with the issue of the school calendar, and we'll conclude with that. But you got a couple of things going on this weekend, coming up.
We have a few things coming up that are important to talk about. One is the division-wide spelling bee. So congratulations to all the winners at your local school. These are the best of the best. I've got to say, when they come in and spell, I'm always impressed. So that's. Yeah, and this is a reschedule. We actually had that snow, so this is a reschedule.
That's right.
This would have already taken place, but we are now this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the school board office. We will be live streaming the division-wise spelling bee. I will be emceeing it. We will have our judges, our annunciator, fact checkers. It's a pretty fancy deal over there. You know, we have a very good time doing this.
How long does it go? How does it take?
Well, it depends on how many rounds these kids go, but I would say the last couple of years we hit about noon or a little after. I think last year I went to one. I'm going to tell you that we had two towards the end that just weren't going to miss, and so we had many, many rounds. That will be live streamed, so you can actually watch that on Comcast Channel 17. If you're on Cox, it's Channel 18. If you're on Verizon, it's Channel 36, and we will be live streaming from our division's website. So that's a very wonderful event.
Yeah.
If you want to see some extremely impressive kids, you want to tune in, or you could show up at that. That's always a popular event. Our cultural a la carte, which has become very popular, mark your calendars for March the 4th at Chancellor Middle and High School this year from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This event is free. It's a festival. It celebrates art, music, world languages through our division. This has just become very popular.
Yeah.
Well, and we also have a lot of the talent throughout our community performing, whether it be choruses or whatnot. So it's a good way to see a lot of our fine arts performing as well as we celebrate the different cultures that we have throughout our county and that we support in Spotsylvania County Schools. And then a very, very big night for many parents. I remember this night. This is that night where parents just go, when did this happen? It's the freshman orientation nights for their high school.
Oh.
So if you have an eighth grader, I'm telling you, this is the one where the parents just look like, how am I here?
Yes, this cannot be for me.
This can't be for me, but it is. So if you have an eighth grader, it is time to show up your high school for your orientation to prepare them to enter a high school. And honestly, it's just a few months away when you think about, you know, our next school year will be starting, you know, in September. So if you have a child that is a rising freshman at Chancellor High School, February 15th at 6 o'clock. If you have a rising freshman at Cortland, February 8th, at 6 o'clock. If you have a rising freshman at Massaponics, February 16th at 6 o'clock. River Bend, February 8th at 5 o'clock. And at Spotsylvania High School, February 15th at 6 o'clock. And I will be posting those on my Facebook as well today.
Okay.
But that's a huge deal too. So those are exciting nights, but also like for the parents, it's a moment that I think they all just stare at each other and say,
yeah,
when did my child grow up?
I know. We just were going to kindergarten orientation.
Right.
We're almost out of time. Thank you for coming in and answering everything.
Oh,
you're always
pleasure.
Up front, and you always are just ask me anything you want. One of the things I think you would probably agree with, the passion over this is there. It would be nice to see the same passion over the budget.
It would. And I understand it. I'm a parent, so I understand. This is something that affects them immediately in their home. And it is hard to adjust to something like this big change for the 2018-19 calendar. So I can understand it, but it would be nice to see this kind of passion for the budget, because even though that's a little bit, let's say, more boring to get involved in, it is so important, because that does provide all of our funding. A public school system like this gets its funding from local, federal, state, and a little bit from grants. And getting in there and helping us support and ask for the funds that we need is huge. So if we could see you out, that would be wonderful.
Amanda Blaylock, thank you. We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Thank you.
That's it.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.